Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the kick drill. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We tell the welcome in listeners now, 98.9 Rock, Kansas City's rock station. Also our friends at Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON, and a Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Big show for you today. Bad jokes on the way, the return of Ted versus the FCC. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile this. And today our question, what thing did you do either because you had to or you wanted to? We've got the woman who was arrested and fined after climbing almost to the top of Mount Rushmore. She did it in bare feet and did it with her two children present before she was arrested. Then we have the story out of Philadelphia, the 19-story high-rise that caught on fire, and the video of a man who scaled down 15 stories on the outside of the building to make it to the bottom. And then we've got the woman, the tourist in Portugal, who stripped naked and jumped off of a 150-foot bridge. For all to see. So our question, what thing did you do either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
I think there's one comment we can file under I had to. It says, when I used to work retail, I had to clean the bathrooms every now and then. One time I was called to clean the bathroom and someone had puked what looked like chicken noodle soup, but it was all in the sink. I gloved up and I had to hand scoop all of that out of the sink and throw it away as I was gagging. To this day, I cannot eat chicken noodle soup. Never do it. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, lads. What's the crack with you?
Hola. Hola.
Hola, you as well. It's a little story. In Tottenham in North London, I went out drinking one day with a few Irish lads. And we sort of got up at about 11 in the morning and went to the local Irish bar. And we decided to stay there for a couple of drinks anyway, which led into about a 15-hour session. So we thought we would go and have a few kebabs, just something to eat before we go home, and maybe a few more drinks before we go home. And we went around the corner and into the local kebab shop, and we noticed a few lads were drinking a few beers, and we asked for a couple of kebab and chips, and we'll have a couple of Jack Daniels with that as well. Sort of long story short, they didn't want to give us any Jack Daniels because they said it was too late, but we didn't think it was too late anyway, so I kind of gave the guy the option that if he didn't pour the Jack Daniels, then I would pour it for him. So he kind of still refused at that point, and well, kind of went in behind the counter and took the Jack Daniels, and at this point, he starts chasing me out of the kebab shop and down the main road in London with a machete trying to catch up with me. So, I made it home okay and all, you know. The Jack Daniels tasted pretty good. With a little drink in that, you know. But I think I was forced to do that one.
You think you were?
Yes, oh, definitely.
I bet you were, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely not something you wanted to do.
Knife point.
So what is that? I'm guessing by your accent.
It was my duty to do that, like.
To grab the Jack Daniels.
I guess you didn't get any kebabs.
No, I didn't. Hey, that was a cheek of it. I paid for the kebab and everything, and I still didn't get it. It's probably still sitting there.
All right. Guessing from your accent, you're from Detroit. That's my best guess. I know that Detroit accent when I hear it.
What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
Not shocked the guy had a machete behind the counter in that area of London.
Not at all, man. At a kebab shop, like, if you've been there, you kind of understand. It's like, right. And then
you're not going to have a gun.
That's why he has the machete. Because that dude's going to roll in and take your Jack Daniels, right? It's like working the graveyard shift at 7-Eleven. You have something behind the counter. OK, because you know what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the more expensive bottles behind the bar.
Oh, sure, man. Jack Daniels, especially overseas, man.
Yeah,
look,
exactly.
We take it for granted here in the States because it's what we know, man. It's U.S. made. And the first time I went to England, there's an older guy that lived there. And he calls me up and he's like, man, he's like begging me, please, 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 just bring me Jack Daniels, which seemed crazy to me. I'm like, yeah, all right, man. Easy enough to do. Went, bought it, got him the biggest I could. I get to his place, and this guy, he's probably about 60 years old at the time, he calls two of his lads over, and now it's these three old guys. They're sitting at his dining room table, all right? They open this bottle of Jack. They all sit down. They drop an ice cube in it. It's almost like King of the Hill. They're just there staring at their glasses. They're drinking it. Staring at their glasses, not speaking. Like they were having this come to Jesus moment. And I just could not wrap my head around. I'm like, man, we try to blow flames with this stuff. And there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just so ubiquitous here in the States. But man, in England, Jack Daniels is the stuff.
What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Cole. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Cole.
Cole.
Hola.
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 How's it going?
Doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Not so bad.
Wow. That right? Downgraded quickly.
Yeah. It really did.
I'm okay. Fantastic. I'm okay.
So did you have to or did you want to?
More so had to. I was out sharpshooting with my buddies over at the range, and I can't remember what bet we made, but I ended up losing, and my buddy was like, I'll think of something for you to do on the way home. And I'm like, all right. So we're driving home, and he tells me to pull over into this parking lot. I'm like, okay, so I pull over. This dude runs into the sex shop that's right there. It's the Lovers up in South Hill. And he comes back out with, like, this giant 12-inch suction cup dildo.
Okay.
And he's like, all right, we're going to stick this on the hood of your car, and you're going to drive around for the rest of the day with it. I was like, oh, crap. And so we put that on there. Probably about 2 hours later.
What kind of car do you have, by the way?
Over. What kind of car?
Yeah.
I've got a 2013 Hyundai Elantra. It's like a mom car.
Okay.
Now it's a real mom car. Right. That's as mom as it gets.
Well, they pulled you over for having that on your car?
No, so I got pulled over for a brake light out, but the cop came up to me and was like, and he saw the dildo and was like, dude, you got to take that off. That's unsecured. It could fall off on the road.
Yeah,
and
that's why.
My buddy pipes up from the passenger seat. And he's like, no, we spit on it. It's good.
on the suction
cup. Yeah, it's fine.
I thought I was going to go to jail that day. I was so scared.
You think you're going to go to jail because there's a suction cup dildo on the hood of your car?
People hang testicles in the back of their truck. Right. I don't think you're going to jail. What thing did you do either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
No, but the smart-ass buddy in the back seat. That'll make you nervous.
Right, because you don't know if the cops are going to go after him or if they're going to use you as the driver, right? Make the example.
Same guy that gets you in jail, gets you a negative review on Uber.
That's it, right?
Mm-hmm. Really is. It's the same guy.
I have a lot of bartending friends, and universally they say
you're
this.
You're still pissed at that guy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, look, man.
I had a perfect review.
We try to be good to the customers. They're way too drunk. And instead of trying to get them a cab, we call them an Uber. The problem is, it's not like the bar has an Uber. It's the individual bartender. So they're like, we don't think about it. You just want to get them out of there, make sure they're okay. We have their address. You send them off. And then you see your Uber review, man. It's like one star. And then they have a harder time getting picked up because they put really, really drunk people puking in the back of other people's Ubers.
I will say, a few weeks ago, I was with a friend that was a little intoxicated. And the Uber driver was great. He was just like, you got to come with him. And I was like, all right.
It's not so bad. Did he take you back to where?
Yeah. He was just like, man, he was just being honest. He's like, I'm just afraid he's going to fall asleep. I'm not going to get him out of my car. You know what, dude?
I'm sure that's happened many times.
Yeah. You're right. I never thought about that because it's always like, you know how it is. Just get him to the car. They'll be fine.
That's what we always say.
Right. Oh, there's been many times.
But trust me, I had a buddy less than a year ago that had the same thing.
With you?
Yeah, he was just like, I saw you leaving that bar. He was like, I just figured I better go with you. Like, thank God.
We've all been there. I mean, I think,
Did
you get out of that cab all right last night? Did you find your door? I mean, just whatever it was. I would have loved to have gone with you, but I figured you maybe could have pulled it off.
Like, did you get out of that cab last night? Like, what cab? Man, when you left the bar, we put you in a cab. We saw each other last night. Dude, we went out together. And you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my. That explains so much.
What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999.
Awfully frosty.
Right? Whose couch is this? Why am I on it?
Hello, Towns. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, so last year in July, what I had to do was drive me and my family home in Puyallup, Yucca Peninsula, Michigan. I had to because my dad had passed away November before, and he wanted his ashes spread superior heat up.
Hey, Towns, you might have to call us back, man. Your phone keeps breaking up. No, I can't hear you at all. It sounds like you're talking through a computer program that's cutting you out.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And I hate it, too, as he's telling a story about his father passing away. But it's like, sorry, man, your phone's breaking up.
You know what? Look, here's the truth, Towns. Your phone's fine. Miles hates these kinds of stories.
I really do. They bring me down.
The first really what it is, he just doesn't care. And he can't even pretend that he cares. Your phone, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, dog, your phone sound like crap.
If you follow us on Twitter, Men's Room Live, we put the question up every day. So what thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? The first response was, get a divorce.
Right.
You're like, oh, God, is the day going to go this way? Is this really where people are coming from on this question about
women? Did he want to?
Women
or did he have to?
We don't know.
What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
And honestly, almost every question of the day can be used against somebody you've had a relationship with.
That's a guarantee. And typically what we do, just so you know, like before the show starts, you know, you got to mull over the question, and then you just say it out loud, and instantly you kind of, you give the answers that you know you're going to see. You get some people that tried to be funny, right? And we know what those first three will be, but inevitably the word divorce pops up. It doesn't matter what we ask, divorce somehow shows up, or my ex, right? One of those two, every single time, it does not matter. I don't remember what we asked earlier in the week. It had nothing to do with relationships, and the first response I saw was my ex.
What was your all-time favorite toy?
Right, I mean, my ex.
I don't know if my ex stole it.
What's your favorite food?
My ex.
What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to?
That soulless woman, my ex. Yeah. I can't even enjoy.
What's your horror story moment? When I married my ex.
Dude, guaranteed.
Right? It happens all the time. Yesterday, the poll question, who did you have to overhear having sex? Now, I thought it would be funny, but I didn't say it, but I was going to be like, Miles, my grandparents on my mom's side, as I never heard my granddad's voice. Right? But you don't say that. Right.
You should have. I think you do.
He was dead before I was born.
Well, you didn't really know the guy.
No, that's what I'm saying. I never heard his voice.
Miles just cut off a guy with a perfectly good phone. Right. Just didn't want to hear about his dad.
Unlike Towns, who actually knew his dad. What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA. More calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Video has emerged of a half-nigga guy escaping over a balcony. It's believed he was making a quick exit to avoid being caught with a woman. The clip was filmed by a man and his roommate who were outside in the courtyard area. They did not realize until later that the desperate man had actually gone into their apartment. Liu and Zhao, the two friends who are renting an apartment together in the city of Wuhan, the capital of central China's, Hubei province.
Hubei. I don't know.
They left the door unlocked while taking a quick stroll outside. And when they rounded the block, one man noticed a naked man on the second story balcony, seemingly in a state of panic as he looked for an escape route. But Liu realized that the man was actually standing on his and his roommate's balcony, and he whipped out his mobile phone to film the incident. Having failed to notice the pair now recording the incident on a mobile phone, the man ran back inside to put on a pair of red underpants and then put on his white t-shirt. He started lowering himself from the balcony using a rope and anchoring himself on the railings below, and he ran off without putting on his pants.
Lou later told local media the man was visiting his married girlfriend, who was a neighbor on his floor, and had most probably fled when her husband came home unexpectedly. They deducted that the man had chosen to escape through their flat because it was the only one that was unlocked at the time.
I think so that you're probably right about that.
Shaking the doors, finally found one. What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
Quick side question. When is the last time either of you gentlemen have worn red underwear? I got black, I got gray. You know what I mean? Like, man, I'm just thinking, because this is
maybe
an adult.
Back to the boxer days?
Right. Red?
I'm sure we had a pair of red boxers.
It's very Christmas, yeah. I get it. I'm just thinking, the guy had red underwear.
Kind of like flannelish, maybe. Maybe that's the closest I've
But
been.
I don't know, but then you say flannel. I'm just saying
well,
what
they
I
were
got.
Flannel, I'm talking,
I know
talking 30
red,
years ago.
But it's still flannel.
I mean, I had like a dark red maroon pair of boxer briefs, but that was still 13 years ago.
From maroon 5-inch, I know what you're saying. I dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
Bragging.
Yeah.
Not underwear.
Hello, Jessica. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so I was about 15 years old. Me and a bunch of friends decided we were going to go have some fun. And went what we call cliff jumping.
Is that because you jumped off the cliffs?
My friend and I took off running, and I went to grab the branch. And I thought the branch was going to break, so I reached up to grab the next branch, and I missed. And I went down the cliff.
And was there any water below?
No.
What? How far down did you drop?
It wasn't really high, so it was only about like maybe 10, maybe 15 feet.
Okay, so basically when you say cliff jumping, you would jump off the cliff and then hold on and hang from a branch and then come back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. I thought you meant that you were jumping from a cliff into a body of water.
No. Sorry, we were swinging on a branch over the cliff.
Okay, all right. And did you get hurt?
I had a nasty scratch up the front of my leg, and I had a hole in the back of my left leg. I went over to my grandma's house, and I got a washcloth and cleaned it up and went on about my way.
Okay, so at least you're still alive.
So you wanted to cliff jump to the branch, but you had to fall because gravity exists. I see. That's like a 2-for-1.
Cliff jumping.
It just seems like a bad idea.
What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dugan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
The Dugster.
Yep.
The Duke man.
So me and my girlfriend were on our way to the lake, and on our way, there's a stoplight right in front of a Home Depot. We got stopped front of the line. And we're sitting there, and this dude comes running up like a little entrance to Home Depot in like a trench coat. And we look at him like, that's kind of weird. When we notice there's a blue parked car across the street, he runs and jumps in the passenger seat and starts speeding away. An employee comes running up right behind him and is like, hey. I was like, hey, dude, what happened right there? He's like, oh, he stole like $300 worth of stuff. So me and my girlfriend start speeding after this guy. We're doing like 75 on this little S curve. My girlfriend's screaming at me to stop. Finally, we get close enough to catch his license plate, and we're a good mile or two down the road by this time. We spin around and go back, and by the time we get back, the cops are there, and I walk in, and I'm like, the officer's sitting there talking to the employee, and I'm like, hey, officer, would you like that guy's license plate? And he was like, how'd you get his license plate? And I was like, that's a story for another time.
Not because I was speeding, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Did he take the license plate number?
Yes, he did.
And did you ever hear back on that?
No, I just pretty much was a courtesy thing.
All right. Okay, now let me ask you this, honest to God. Is this something you did because, you know, you got that Batman gene, man. It's not okay that somebody did this. Or did you do it because here's an excuse for me to just gun my car, but under the guise of doing a good deed?
A little bit of both. Yeah. It was my senior year of high school. So
okay.
I guarantee you that guy was arrested. And here's why. He went back later on to the Home Depot. I don't care if you steal the merchandise. I don't care if you buy the merchandise. You've picked out something wrong and you need something different. You need a different part than you thought you did.
He came back to get the right size screws.
So even if he stole it, you could buy it, but you still are going to go back to the Home Depot.
Man, you said you needed 3/16 H screws, man.
We want to be their new spokesman. We got a whole thing going on.
We'll see you again.
The Home Depot. Well, you'll be back.
They should be the ones that we'll leave a light on for you. Because it doesn't matter what you bought. You didn't buy everything you need.
There's no way you could fix this right the first time. There's no way.
You'll be back.
What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
Second trip today. Good to see
you. Weren't you just here?
Good to see you again.
I bought the wrong nuts.
Hello, Brianna. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, you guys were bitching about everybody being negative with their stories today.
Damn right we were.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to give you a positive one.
Okay.
I made the choice to quit my job and go work with my husband, and I've never been happier ever.
Wait, you're working with your spouse, and you're not happy about that. My question then is...
If no, I am happy about
okay,
it.
Okay, if we asked him the same question, mm-hmm. would he be equally as happy?
Yep.
Bro, what do you guys do? What is your
business?
He's
an adult film director.
Right.
We deliver windshields.
You deliver windshields. So are you actually replacing them on the spot or delivering
them? No. Just delivering.
Okay. And what is it about this that you like so much? That you guys just get to hang out and you enjoy each other's company that much?
Yeah. And it's super easy, actually.
How long have you guys been working together?
It's been since... February?
Fine. May? Now, do you guys have separate trucks? So you drive one place, he drives the other, and you don't see each other at the end of the day?
Yeah, we see each other in the morning, and we see each other in the afternoon.
Okay, that's like any other job. Bad. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
If you're working in an office together, it might be a little bit more difficult, but yeah.
No.
Okay, she's not stupid.
Bring you on.
That's what we were trying to figure out if you were a moron, but now this makes complete sense. Like, no. We don't work together. We work at the same place.
I bet you deliver a lot of windshields, don't you? Because I've never lived in an area where I've seen more windshields crack in my life from crap being thrown up on the car window.
There's days where we have nothing, and there's days where we have so much that it's super stressful.
You know what you should do? You know what I would do if I were you? By the way,
do not listen to this advice. I don't know
Here's
what it's going to be.
No, I'm serious.
Do not do whatever he says he would do.
Either get some like rocks or some pebbles or something and just spread them on a major interstate or something, you know what I mean? Somewhere around where people's windows will crack, and then you'll get more business.
Right?
See, don't do that.
You know what I mean? Just
like I said, it's a terrible idea.
Throw a bunch of gravel in a row.
It's not that it's a bad idea.
It's a horrible idea because I'm the one that's actually like a magnet for rocks.
And then you stand like 500 yards down the street with a sign like windshield repairs here. You know,
next to a lemonade stand, a Girl Scout cookies. You're
spinning, and it's heartless smile.
You're spinning one of those arrows.
windshield
repair.
This is more work.
You're like a bartender hanging outside of an AA meeting.
Come on
out.
Hey,
just one sip.
I got minis when you're done.
Ooh, I see you got yourself a coin. It's time.
Right, what was the old trick in Baltimore? Throw free drugs at the people coming out of the clinic.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yeah. You all got an NA
That's
or one of those.
What you sound like.
One of those clinics.
Mr. Break the Windows. Oh, hey, look, I have a window.
Because there was a drive-by, right?
Hey, boss, what are you, the mafia? That's how they do it.
I have a window replacement business. Isn't this great?
Huh.
You might as well just walk up and smash it with a hammer.
You need a new window. What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
Oh, my husband.
Two quick comments that came in regarding some other things. Regarding red underwear. Just remember, when was the last time, us guys anyway, when was the last time you had a pair of red underwear on? I can't think. Someone says, I got bright red boxers on right now, but he explains it. It's my girlfriend's favorite pair. Well, sure. I mean, if it's an elephant trunk with Rolling Stones lips, then that's what I'm going to wear if it's going to help my case later.
Sure.
Right?
I got a buddy that probably has those.
Elephant
trunk?
Rolling Stone lips. Underwear.
Man, there's
He's
a lot
got
of
so
bands
much Rolling
I like,
Stone
but,
stuff.
But do you need it on your like, there's a lot of things I love. Like, I love Star Wars.
When you say the trunk, do you mean like it has a compartment?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It does.
It does.
Huh.
Because I've never seen those before.
Well, I wear the Jacks, and the Jacks have the boy pouch. You know what I mean?
The Jacks.
They have the satchel pouch. But I've never seen the trunk sleeve.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looks like an elephant. Right.
All right.
If you just look for, elephant trunk underwear.
All right, let's take a look.
And you're going to regret looking at it, but still. Because they're going to show you.
They might look great on me. Just because they don't look good on you. I mean, don't be bitter. Let's see. Oh, hell yeah, I'd wear that. Oh, I'd wear the carrot. Look at the carrot.
Oh,
you just put it in the carrot.
That is terrible.
I like that.
That is horrible.
And here is here's an elephant. Yeah, this is.
I can't believe they have full pants.
With the thing. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at this guy. Oh, man, I got to get some of these. Because everything's separated.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God.
What?
Look at those.
It's full pants.
Did you just stick it in the thing there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in the trunk.
Men's cotton.
Male elephant trunk bullet. Wow.
I'd like to be that model.
Separation pants. I'll be darned. Okay.
See there? You learned something new, man.
I had no idea. Look, they're assless.
And they're not red. What? And one other comment that comes in. We're talking about Home Depot. So look, a guy robbed Home Depot. It doesn't matter. He's going to have to go back because inevitably, you forgot something. Guy chimes in. He says, you know, that's funny. I'm on my fifth trip to Lowe's because I'm doing plumbing.
I bet you are. And you're probably a professional plumber. It's not that you can't do the job. It's just like,
right.
But if you're like an amateur, man, I mean, you're there all the time. Like if you're a do-it-yourselfer, man, at least in my case, it took me a while to figure stuff out.
I feel like Home Depot becomes a weekend commitment, right? Because maybe wake up early Saturday, it's 8 o'clock, and I get there when it opens, grab my crap. And you do, and you feel good, and there's no line. And by 11:30 a.m., hey, man, look, I got to run back to Home Depot because there's these 15 things we forgot, right? Now the line's a little bit longer, but you finally get home. Maybe it's 1 o'clock. By 3:30, you realize there's that last damn thing you need from Home Depot, and you're out. And by the time you're done, it has been all day for this project that in and among itself takes 45 minutes.
Sure. Or you'll do something like, oh, I should probably get some plumber's tape because I don't have any. And you get home and you realize
I have tons of plumber's tape.
Every time that I need a plumber's tape, I bought it. Now I have 8 rolls.
You know, I have more painting tape in my garage than Home Depot actually has in their store. Because in my mind, I think I need more painter's tape, which is ridiculous because I keep it in the same place all the time. And if I just looked, I would see that I have a ridiculous amount. I look like
I need a couple rollers. Oh, I have 15 of them.
Painter's tape is also weird. I see it all the time, but rarely have ever seen it on a wall with paint on it.
Well, you're supposed to take it off.
Yeah, you peel it off.
Instantly.
I'm just saying, I've never seen it in use.
You just see it
sitting in people's homes.
Oh, okay, yeah. I use it so much. I have used paint. It's my best friend. But I have used so much painter's tape, it is unbelievable.
What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Joel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How y'all doing today?
We're doing good, Joel. Thanks.
Joel, I got to use the bathroom. I'm not going to lie to you.
Actually, I do too. I just got off the road. So the thing I had to do was 11 and a half years ago, my mother had a pulmonary embolism at home, and I had to perform CPR on her.
Did you do it because you had to or you wanted to? That's where I'm a little lost.
Well, I had to, and it's one of those you don't really think about if you want to or not in the moment.
Were you the only one there?
I was babysitting my niece for my sister at the time also.
Your niece was there, Joel, too, and did nothing.
Joel, how old were you?
I was 22. It was a week before my birthday.
And did you find her, or did this happen in front of you?
Both. So a pulmonary embolism can have a slow effect, so you can start to watch someone, like, their cognitive ability slows down. They're not really, like, 100% there, and then their breathing starts to slow down, and it's like, something's really wrong here.
And were you
kind of stop breathing.
Were you trained in CPR, or is it just something you figured out how to do on the fly because it's your mother?
Oh, I'm an emergency responder.
Oh, you are? Wow. Okay, so that really helped.
Say the situation is reversed. It's me. This happens to my mother. And after me and my father draw straws, which one of us is going to help her? It ends up being me. But someone who's not trained in CPR, do you think there's any chance? Would I do more damage or would I do more help?
As long as you are doing it to the best of your ability, you're going to help.
Okay.
There's no harm in trying.
Joel, are your mom and your dad together?
My mom passed away that day.
Oh, she didn't make it.
Okay. Oh, man.
No.
So did you have to drive her to the hospital?
No, I called my father, who was at work, telling him something's seriously wrong, you better get home, blah, blah, blah. And while I was on the phone with him, she stopped breathing. I told him that, hung up, called 911. And it was about 3 minutes before there was a dozen EMTs in the living room taking care of her. So.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Man, yeah. Joel, next that was, lead with that part.
Right.
Man, oh, man. That's terrible, man.
That is horrible.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us were just like, wait, what? I thought for sure, because the way he set up the call, right? She had a pulmonary embolism.
Well, you had to jump into effect.
I am an EMT, and I did this. And I'm thinking, okay, thank God he was there, right? I had no idea that's how it ended.
I will start with my mom is alive, but I gave her the Heimlich once.
Right, exactly. It's like when you say, hey, no.
Saved your
it's
mom's
not
life.
Bad news, right? You do that kind of thing. Man, oh my, he said that.
Where were you when you gave your mom a Heimlich? Were you at home
at
or
her
in
house.
A restaurant? Okay.
Do you remember she was choking on a garlic knot from...
Where's the garlic?
Why is every terrible situation in your family somehow funny? What, I mean, it's just...
Where's the garlic?
This is horrible.
Is it Pizza Hut? Who makes the garlic?
No, it's some horrible... It's a good place. It just has a horrible name. It's like Squizzies or something.
Squizzies Pizza Garlic Knots?
Yeah.
On?
And they're delicious garlic. I won't eat them anymore. Now she's like, I'm going to get some garlic now. I'm like, no. No garlic knots.
Were they good? Apparently so. You don't chew them.
They're awesome.
My mom is like is it hamsters or chipmunks that put stuff in their cheeks?
I think chipmunks.
Yeah, she like is a chipmunk sometimes.
The garlic knots.
And she'll just put like some of a garlic knot in there and then start talking and then... I'm just like, chew, like literally, even the last time I saw her, there was a couple times we were eating dinner and I went, chew your food. Like, I'm not going through this again.
Choked on a car.
I don't know what.
There's just these horribly tragic stories out of your family, but somehow.
It's a garlic knot.
It's ridiculous. Oh, thank becomes thank garlic knot.
Thank you for
saying that. Yeah, there was that one great uncle that died from choking on his dentures in the ocean.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, it happens.
What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-HOLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
If you are ever confronted with your car being stolen, the last thing you'd want to do is be naked. Can I make for an interesting chase there? But one Australian man didn't care that he was in the shower as he saw thieves taking off with his beloved SUV. Bobby Cook saw his vehicle rolling down the driveway, and thanks to some quick thinking, he grabbed a towel and chased after it and jumped on the back.
That's quick thinking, huh?
The 27-year-old sat in the on the back for a solid 30 minutes so he could get his car back. The thieves threw a coffee cup at his head in a bid to get him off of it and smacked him in the face a few times, but he held on for dear life. He told reporters, as soon as it hit my head, I saw the blood going on the SUV, so I knew it was a big cut. I just grabbed and pulled my towel and put it against my head. I'm still holding on with one hand, the other hand with a towel around my head, still on the back of the SUV, going about 60 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone.
Or at least they follow traffic laws.
He says the SUV got up to speeds around, probably 85 to 90 on the highway, maybe 100. Bobby saw a white car come up from behind, and he jumped off his SUV and asked the driver of that vehicle to help. But they drove off. Police think the driver of the white car was associates, actually, with the thieves. The 27-year-old then went to a nearby supermarket, called the police before his dad picked him up and took him home. I had a beer and a cigarette, just sat down and thankful to be alive and just to give the missus a cuddle, according to Mr. Cook.
Okay, now, to be fair, and look, the person in the white car may have been an associate of the thieves. But honestly, just show of hands, you're driving your car, there's a naked man hanging on the back of an SUV with a bloody head, he jumps off and asks you for help. Are you helping him?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Something's going on. I mean, I'll do the best I can. Like, I make a phone call for it. I mean, you're not getting
enough. I've met enough crackheads and meth heads where I feel like, well, you're naked and bleeding, and I know potentially something's really bad, or you're just in that state of mind. I don't know, man. Maybe it's just...
I'm not.
Really, just...
No. The guy's clearly, I would think, insane... Something crazy
you're
has happened.
You're bloody, you're naked.
Right. Yeah, right? You're naked and bloody.
What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
It's the name of my death metal band, by the way. Naked and Bloody. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my quick side note, yes, I'd help that guy.
You would help that guy. Okay.
All right, good for you.
Good.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, have you ever tried to help somebody and realize you have a crackhead in your car?
Yeah, once. I gave a hitchhiker a ride.
You did give a hitchhiker a ride. All right.
Yeah. How long did it take to get weird?
About 15 minutes.
And how much longer were you in the car with him?
Another 15 minutes.
Okay. That's about right.
All right.
I was fresh out of high school, first job out of high school, working at Walmart as a cart pusher. And I worked the graveyard shift, and I made friends with a member of Asset Protection. And while on the clock, we would regularly go out to her van and have and sleep together.
Oh, putting the ass in ass in. I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Recovering those goods.
How long were you guys able to get it on at work?
We did it about six times.
Is this because you had to or you wanted to?
Because we wanted to.
All right. But he had to, Miles.
And we were getting paid for it.
Okay.
And out of it came a child, and now we are not in a relationship, but we are close friends.
You are
and,
close friends. How old's your kid?
He is now 4 years old.
Okay.
Mm.
Is his name Safeway?
No.
And how often do you get to see him?
Uncle Ben's.
We split custody about 50-50.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Well, I'm glad it worked out, man. I mean, that's not what I would expect to be happening,
Mommy,
having band
how
sex.
Did you meet Daddy? In a van. In a parking lot.
Down by the supermarket.
And work.
Just put a six-pack of little chocolate donuts and had sex. What thing did you do, either because you had to or wanted to? 844-999-HOLA. More of your calls coming up here in seconds.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.